the lawn, so I farm half of it.
Mm-hmm. And it's just sort of an arrangement.
He's got a garden back there, yeah. Church property is in back, and cemetery across the street this way, so we're practically in the middle of an estate, you might say. Nothing but one house on one side.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Don't you mean neighbors that way?
Yeah,
you know, that's true, too. Yeah.
People have been known to record away and get back and find out that they have blank tape and recording, they didn't have a threaded right or something.
Mm-hmm.
That happened. Did Dagna mention to you pretty much what we're trying to do?
No, she didn't mention at all.
I don't know too much about what the idea is.
Okay, what this is part of a project that's been going on for, well, really, it's almost embarrassing how long it's been going on, but...
Is it a government project or just the school?
No, it's
university?
It's not, by any stretch of the imagination, I think, a government project. It's been funded by various things, really largely supported by academics just sort of working in their own time. But the idea is, or has been, to try to get real hard evidence of the way people talk in different parts of the country. I mean, obviously, everybody knows that people talk differently in different parts of the country, and a lot of people have made statements about it, but frequently, you know, they've made statements before they've really known what what the case is. And this is part of an attempt to go through in different parts of the Midwest and to talk to people, we feel a representative of the communities. And we have a questionnaire that I will try to run through because we are looking for some specific things. What we're trying to do is just simply to get a natural sort of speech. We're not trying to get the first thing that comes into your mind. We're not looking for anything clever. A lot of these things are really, really stupid, obvious everyday things. And there is very little, you know, devious sort of things behind this. But anyway, this probably will take 2 or 3 hours, I think, in terms of time. And if you want to break off at any time, you do get tired or feel it'd be better to take a break or something, just, you know, let me know. And again, I'm interested, probably, you know, in as much as either one or both of you have time for this, I think we'd be interested in, you know, getting your responses.
But you have to do it at separate times. He and me at separate. We can't both give an answer and me give the same one, and then do it that way. You have to go through it twice.
I think probably it's better just to go ahead and, you know,
each give an answer.
Each give an answer, or if you just, you know, and again, if either one of you feels that you'd like to do something else or something like that, then that's fine too. But is that reasonably clear? What we're, again, it's very simple, and if the answer is not obvious, it's probably because I'm not doing a very good job of of asking for it. But anyway, we wanted to start with maybe to get a little bit of biographical data in terms of. I know Dagna mentioned that you all have been in this area for a while and your parents.
I've been here all my life. Well, mother and father were born within 20 miles of here.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived within 6 miles all my life.
Mm-hmm. How old are you right now?
66.
And you were born, we said, within 6 miles of here. We're interested in some things like formal level of education, people that you regularly come in contact with, church groups, anything like that. What about that?
Well, I only went through the 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't been a carpenter.